Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the hype, analyze the data, and distill the actionable truths you need to know. Today, we're delving into an incredibly relevant and really rapidly expanding field. It's not just shaping the future, it's actively defining our present.
Okay, let's unpack this. Our focus today, the surging demand and, frankly, lucrative career path of an AI consultant in 2025. And just for some context, listen to this projection from PwC. AI is expected to contribute a staggering $15.7 trillion to the global economy by 2030. That's a massive impact.
It really is. And that impact is precisely why this exploration is so critical for you, our listener. You know, AI isn't some far-off futuristic concept anymore. Not at all. It's a present necessity for businesses, well, everywhere. They're all scrambling for efficiency, for automation, and that crucial competitive edge.
So it's moved beyond buzzword status. Sure. Absolutely. This isn't just a fleeting trend. It's a fundamental shift in how organizations operate. Specialized expertise in AI is no longer a luxury, you see. It's actually essential for survival and growth. Today's deep dive is your shortcut to understanding this high-paying career path. We want to give you a clear roadmap to navigate its opportunities.
Right. Our mission today for you listening is crystal clear. We're going to clarify exactly what an AI consultant does, pinpoint the essential skills you'd need to succeed, and dissect the fascinating factors influencing their pretty impressive salaries. And crucially, show you how to maximize your earning potential in this explosive field.
And what's fascinating here is that AI consultants are truly pivotal figures. They bridge that often complex gap between, you know, cutting-edge technology and real-world business applications.
So they're not just the traditional IT support folks.
Not really, no. Their focus is much more strategic, more transformative. They help companies reimagine their core operations using AI.
Okay, so they're translating the immense power of artificial intelligence into, like, tangible business value.
Exactly. They're leveraging machine learning, automation, advanced data science, all to fundamentally optimize how businesses operate. Imagine a company maybe struggling with inefficient processes or missed opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
An AI consultant assesses those unique needs, designs a custom AI strategy really from the ground up, and then oversees the seamless deployment of these solutions.
And you mentioned real-world applications.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're talking about things like automating tedious workflows, freeing up human workers, optimizing complex supply chains, which can save millions, dramatically enhancing customer personalization for better engagement.
Like tailored recommendations.
Precisely. And even things like fortifying fraud detection systems. It's really about bringing measurable, impactful change that drops straight to the bottom line.
Okay. So if they're delivering such significant transformations, it sounds like this isn't a one-dimensional role at all.
Not in the slightest.
What are the key areas of responsibility an AI consultant juggles? It feels like they wear quite a few different hats.
They absolutely do. Their role is incredibly multifaceted. It demands a blend of technical prowess and strategic foresight. First up, they're deeply involved in strategic planning.
Okay, strategy first.
Right. This means identifying prime opportunities where AI can truly make a difference. You know, streamlining operations, cutting costs, significantly boosting efficiency. And then developing custom AI roadmaps tailored precisely to a company's specific needs and goals.
Got it. So once that strategic blueprint is laid out, the next crucial step is making it a reality.
Exactly.
And that's where the consultant truly shines in implementation, I assume.
Yes, precisely.
Yep.
This involves overseeing the actual deployment of those AI models and algorithms.
Yeah.
It's not just about coding, though. It's about seamlessly integrating these new AI systems into existing business infrastructure.
Like what kind of infrastructure?
Things like CRM, customer relationship management systems, yeah. ERP, enterprise resource planning platforms, and various cloud solutions.
Right.
But their role doesn't stop there. Employee adoption is absolutely critical for AI success.
Makes sense. People need to use the tools.
Exactly. Which is why training teams is another core responsibility. They ensure smooth transitions and maximize AI's effectiveness through comprehensive employee education, making sure everyone feels comfortable with the new tools.
Okay. Strategy, implementation, training. What else?
Well, because AI thrives on high-quality data, data analysis is paramount. Consultants help businesses clean, structure, and analyze vast amounts of raw data. The goal is to extract valuable, actionable insights.
To improve decision-making.
Directly improves decision-making, yes. And finally, they're masters of developing custom solutions. Different industries have unique AI needs, right?
Sure. healthcare versus finance, for example.
Yeah, exactly. So these consultants develop tailored AI applications. It could be optimizing patient care and healthcare, enhancing financial security, or bolstering cybersecurity. They make sure the solutions align perfectly with industry-specific challenges, making AI relevant and effective for diverse sectors.
Wow, that's quite the comprehensive job description. To thrive in this kind of role, it sounds like you need what we sometimes call the triple threat, that unique alchemy of technical mastery, strategic thinking, and sharp business acumen.
That's a great way to put it.
So what does that actually look like in terms of specific skills for our listener?
Absolutely. To truly succeed and, you know, command those high salaries, you need distinct skill sets across these three pillars. Let's break them down. First, there's technical proficiency. This is your foundational knowledge. You just have to have it.
A bedrock.
Exactly. You'll need a deep understanding of machine learning, ML. This includes techniques like supervised learning, where the AI learns from labeled data, and unsupervised learning, where it finds patterns on its own. Reinforcement learning, too. Mm. And familiarity with frameworks like TensorFlow, PyTorch, and Scikit-learn is crucial for actually building and deploying models.
Okay, ML frameworks. What else technical?
Next, natural language processing, NLP skills are vital. So many AI solutions involve understanding human language. Think chatbots, sentiment analysis, speech recognition.
Right, the conversational stuff.
Yeah, you'll need expertise in areas like tokenization, that's breaking down sentences into individual words or units, and named entity recognition, NER, which helps AI identify specific things like people, places, organizations, and text. Tools like Spacey, Hugging Face, and BERT are pretty key here.
Okay, that helps clarify some of the jargon.
Right.
So beyond just language, what about the data itself? That seems critical.
Absolutely critical. So then there's data science and analytics. Look, AI models are only as good as the data they're built on, right?
Garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So proficiency in data pre-processing, feature engineering that's transforming raw data into features, the model can understand exploratory data analysis, statistical modeling, all essential for extracting those actionable insights.
Makes sense. And coding.
Oh, yeah. Programming and software development expertise, particularly in Python, R, SQL, or TensorFlow, is fundamental for developing the AI models themselves. Plus, knowledge of tools like GitHub for collaborative coding, Docker for packaging applications, and CI/CD pipelines for automating software delivery. That all helps ensure efficient and continuous deployment.
Lots of tools in the toolkit.
Definitely. And finally, given that most AI solutions are cloud-based these days, cloud computing and AI infrastructure skills are a must. You need familiarity with platforms like AWS AI, Google Cloud AI, and Microsoft Azure AI for building scalable solutions.
Okay, so that's the foundational technical mastery, the first leg of our triple threat. But as you said, without strong project management, even the most brilliant AI model just remains, well, a theoretical marvel, right?
Precisely. It stays in the lab.
So what does that second pillar, project management, entail?
Right. Project management is critical for turning technical brilliance into real-world impact. This means excellent time management and deadlines. AI projects often have tight schedules and demand really efficient resource allocation. You have to deliver on time and within budget.
Standard project management stuff, but maybe amplified?
Kind of, yeah. Then there's cross-functional team coordination. This is huge in AI. AI projects involve diverse groups. You've got data scientists, engineers, business analysts, executives, a real mix. So the consultant needs to act as the bridge, ensuring everyone is aligned and collaborating effectively.
The orchestrator. That makes sense. It's about managing people as much as tech.
Exactly. You also need agile adaptive thinking. AI implementations frequently require iterations and refinements as business needs evolve or, you know, as you learn more. Being comfortable with agile methodologies ensures continuous improvement and flexibility.
Things change fast in AI.
They really do. And crucially, risk and compliance management is paramount. You cannot ignore this. Consultants must proactively identify potential risks related to data privacy, ethical AI, making sure it's fair and transparent, and regulatory compliance.
Like GDPR and CCPA.
Exactly. Hmm. Understanding frameworks like GDPR and CCPA is vital for protecting sensitive personal data. It involves developing robust AI governance frameworks to ensure AI adoption is ethical, unbiased, and legally compliant.
Super important. And the last part of project management,
Lastly, stakeholder communication is key. You'll need to explain complex AI concepts to non-technical stakeholders. You have to simplify the jargon, clearly demonstrate the ROI, the return on investment, and align AI strategies with business objectives to secure that crucial buy-in from leadership.
Right. You've highlighted the importance of securing buy-in. That directly leads us to the final and arguably most critical pillar of success, business and consulting skills. Because at the end of the day, all that technical brilliance, all that project management, it has to translate into real business value for the client, doesn't it?
Absolutely. This is truly where the rubber meets the road. You need strong AI strategy and business process improvement skills. You need to understand exactly how to integrate AI into an organization's workflow to boost efficiency and competitiveness. Not just deploying tech for tech's sake, but for measurable impact.
Right, solving actual business problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's AI project implementation. This isn't just the initial setup. It involves overseeing deployment, monitoring, and fine-tuning AI solutions to ensure optimal performance long after launch.
Okay, and tying it all together.
Tying it all together is communication and stakeholder management. Again, it comes back to this. You must be able to effectively sell AI-driven solutions to leadership and key stakeholders. Clearly, articulating AI's business value is essential for successful adoption.
And the ethics piece seems unavoidable here, too.
Non-negotiable. AI ethics and responsible AI practices are absolutely central. This means actively addressing potential biases in algorithms, ensuring transparency in how AI makes decisions, and adhering strictly to regulatory compliance to build trustworthy AI systems. And this brings us to a key fact from our sources. AI consultants don't just build AI models, they ensure these models deliver real-world business value while adhering to industry regulations and ethical guidelines. That's the true differentiator. That's what makes them so valuable.
Okay, wow. With such a demanding and valuable skill set, the compensation for AI consultants, well, it's a natural point of interest for you, our listener. So what truly drives those impressive numbers in this field?
Yeah, the AI consulting industry is definitely booming, and the salaries reflect that demand. The biggest driver by far is experience level. Let's break down what you, the listener, might expect as you progress.
Okay.
For entry-level AI consultants, say with 0-3 years of experience, the salary range is typically $70,000 to $100,000 annually.
It's still pretty solid starting out.
Yeah.
It's very solid. Roles here might include titles like AI Associate Consultant or Junior Data Scientist. Your responsibilities would likely involve assisting in AI model development, supporting senior consultants with data analysis, and really learning the industry-specific AI applications. So if you're at this stage, my tip for you is focus hard on earning relevant AI certifications. Get hands-on expertise with high-demand tools like TensorFlow or PyTorch, and build a strong portfolio with real-world AI projects.
Makes sense. Build the foundation. What about mid-level?
Then for mid-level AI consultants, typically with 3 to 5 years of experience, the salary potential jumps significantly. We're talking $120,000 to $160,000 annually. It is. Here, you're looking at roles like AI consultant or maybe AI solution architect. You'll be leading AI project implementations, developing AI models tailored to specific business problems, and integrating AI into core business processes. Much more responsibility. A great way for you to increase earnings at this stage is to specialize. Pick a high-demand AI niche like NLP, AI in healthcare, or AI-driven cybersecurity. That really helps you stand out. Plus, developing strong project management and stakeholder communication skills will help you lead larger, more complex AI initiatives.
Specialization and leadership skills.
Got it.
And the top tier.
And finally, at the top tier, for senior AI strategy consultants, we're talking 10-plus years of experience salaries, range from $180,000 to $250,000, plus maybe even higher in some cases.
Wow.
Yeah. These are roles like AI strategy consultant, AI director, maybe even chief AI officer in some organizations. Their responsibilities involve developing enterprise-wide AI strategies, leading AI governance and ethical AI practices across the whole organization, and advising C-suite executives on critical AI adoption decisions. Big picture stuff. So, for you aiming for this level, the best way to maximize earnings is by taking on strategic leadership roles, proving your ability to drive large-scale transformation, or even considering starting your own AI consulting business.
Interesting. Okay, so beyond experience, another key factor you mentioned is specialization in high-demand AI fields. Niche expertise truly commands a premium, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Let's look at some particularly lucrative areas. AI in healthcare offers salary potential of $150,000 plus.
Why so high there?
Well, the reason for this premium isn't just the technological advancements, like AI-driven diagnostics or robotic surgery, though those are amazing. It's also the immense ethical responsibility and the regulatory complexity involved. You're dealing with patient lives and sensitive data. Consultants aren't just deploying tech. They're safeguarding patient data, ensuring diagnostic tools are unbiased. That demands a unique blend of technical and governance expertise.
High stakes.
Very high stakes. Then there's AI and finance, with salary potentials often around $140,000 plus chorus. This is driven by the huge value AI brings to areas like algorithmic trading, fraud detection, automated risk assessment.
Money talks.
It does. The ability to build secure, high-performance systems for financial institutions like AI-powered fraud detection systems or predictive financial monitoring for investment decisions is highly sought after.
Okay. What about retail?
In retail, you can expect maybe $130,000 plus chorus. Retailers are aggressively leveraging AI for personalized recommendations.
Like the Amazon effect?
Exactly. Think Amazon-like product suggestions. Also, demand forecasting, automated inventory management. These applications directly impact revenue and customer loyalty, so skilled consultants are invaluable.
Makes sense. Any other hot areas?
And a particularly high-paying niche right now is AI and cybersecurity, often commanding $160,000 plus, please. This is really due to the increasing sophistication of cyber threats. We need AI-driven solutions for real-time threat detection and anomaly prevention. Things like AI-powered fraud prevention systems that can identify and neutralize threats before they cause damage.
Fighting fire with fire, essentially.
In a way, yes. And it's worth reiterating that industry insight from PwC we mentioned earlier. AI-driven automation is projected to contribute up to $15.7 trillion to the global economy by 2030. That just clearly underscores the enormous value placed on these specialized skills.
Absolutely staggering numbers. Okay, so with such high demand and premium skills, how do these consultants actually charge for their expertise? It's not always a straightforward annual salary, is it?
No, not always. There are various compensation models that reflect the value they bring. Many consultants charge hourly rates. For instance, AI consultants teaching non-technical teams doing workshops. They can command $500 or more per hour. We saw an example, Heather Murray, who runs AI workshops and reportedly earns $530 per hour guiding government agencies and businesses in adopting AI.
Wow, $530 an hour. Okay, what other models?
For more complex defined engagements, consultants often use project-based fees. If they're tackling significant challenges, like maybe streamlining entire operational processes or building custom AI applications from scratch, they might charge anywhere from $50,000 to $175,000 per project.
Depends on the scope, obviously.
Huge range, yeah. Some also work on monthly retainers, offering ongoing strategic advice and hands-on support. Rachel Woods, for instance, who implements AI for marketing agencies, apparently charges $8,000 to $10,000 per month for that consistent, integrated expertise.
Like having an AI expert on call.
Pretty much. And for quick, impactful solutions, there are one-day intensives. These are highly focused workshops or hackathons. We saw Jared Bonilla mentioned, offering these starting at around $7,999. They help businesses identify rapid wins and kickstart AI solutions quickly.
Interesting model. And you mentioned certifications boosting pay.
Yes. And here's that compelling fact for you again, directly from the LinkedIn Jobs Report 2024. AI certifications can actually boost salaries by 20% to 30% in the coming years. That's a significant bump to your earning potential just from getting certified.
Definitely something for listeners to consider.
Absolutely. And beyond the how they charge, let's talk about the where. Geographic location plays a pretty significant role in AI consulting salaries.
Right. Location, location, location.
Exactly. For those in North America, particularly the big tech hubs like Silicon Valley, AI consultants can earn between $150,000 and $250,000 annually. Depends on experience and specialization, of course. Other emerging AI hubs like Toronto, Boston, and Seattle also offer very competitive compensation.
Okay, what about across the pond in Europe?
Over in Europe, cities like London, Berlin, and Amsterdam are real hotbeds for AI innovation. In the UK, AI consultants can expect salaries ranging from, say, £70,000 to £120,000, with senior roles easily exceeding £150,000. And Germany's robust manufacturing and tech industries are creating rapidly growing opportunities, especially for those skilled in automation and AI integration.
And Asia Pacific.
Looking at Asia Pacific, countries like India, Singapore, and China are investing heavily in AI infrastructure and talent development. Now, salaries might be lower overall compared to North America and Europe, but the demand for AI expertise is absolutely soaring. In India, for example, AI consultants might earn between 10 euro core and 25,000 annually. That's roughly 1 to 2.5 million rupees. While Singapore generally offers higher salaries, often exceeding $100,000 US dollars per year, reflecting its position as a major regional tech hub.
Good overview. Now, for those of you listening who crave flexibility alongside high earnings, what about freelancing opportunities for AI consultants? That seems like an attractive path.
Incredibly attractive for many, yes. Many AI freelancers charge premium rates precisely because of this high demand and the, frankly, relatively limited pool of top-tier expertise available on the market.
So what kind of rates are we talking?
Well, junior freelancers might command $100 to $150 per hour. Mid-level freelancers typically see rates between $150 and $250 per hour. And senior AI consultants, especially those with a strong track record, often earn $300 plus per hour.
Wow, $300 plus an hour.
Yeah. And as we've already highlighted, freelancers who specialize in those high-demand AI fields, think NLP, generative AI, AI ethics, they're the ones consistently commanding the absolute highest rates. Specialization pays off in freelancing, too.
Makes sense. High demand, specialized skill, premium price.
Exactly. And just to circle back and reinforce this, because it's crucial for you looking to advance, the importance of certifications and education cannot be overstated if you want to boost your earning potential. Investing in these areas can significantly increase your salary and open doors to more specialized, higher impact roles. Specific AI certifications that really seem to boost earnings include the Google Cloud Professional Machine Learning Engineer Certification, which validates your skills in designing and deploying ML solutions on Google Cloud. The Microsoft Azure AI Engineer Associate demonstrates your expertise in leveraging Azure AI services. And the IBM AI Engineering Professional Certificate covers essential AI foundations and practical applications. Those are three big ones.
Good concrete examples. And beyond certifications, what about formal education? Degrees?
Yes. Advanced degrees can open doors to even more specialized and lucrative roles. A master's in AI or data science can really pave the way for senior positions, especially those focused on strategic AI implementation. And for those looking to be at the absolute cutting edge doing the really groundbreaking stuff, a PhD in AI or machine learning is often required for top-tier AI research roles or leading highly innovative complex projects.
Okay, so wrapping things up, what does this all mean for you, our listener? If we boil it all down, AI consultants are these critical strategists and implementers. They're right on the front lines of digital transformation.
Absolutely.
They seem indispensable because they develop AI-driven strategies that actually align with business goals. That seems T. They ensure ethical AI adoption, which is becoming more and more important. They seamlessly integrate AI into existing workflows so it actually gets used. And ultimately, they enhance business decision-making through those invaluable AI insights.
That's a perfect summary. They are truly at the forefront, unlocking AI's full potential for businesses across pretty much every sector imaginable now. They're not just passengers on this massive AI journey. They're really the navigators, helping companies stay competitive and innovative.
So, thinking about that navigation role and considering the rapid evolution and, as we've discussed, the growing ethical considerations of AI, this raises an important question for you, our listener, to ponder. How might the next wave of AI consultants not just implement the technology, but actively shape the future societal role of AI itself? What new ethical dilemmas or maybe regulatory challenges do you foresee as AI becomes even more deeply integrated into our daily lives?
That's a great question. Something definitely worth thinking about.
Definitely something to chew on. We'll be thinking about that too. Until our next deep dive.